Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about why OfferstoOwners.com is hitting records. Right before we started the show, I said, hey, do you want to talk about this before we launch the show here, Jill? Oh, no, I think we know exactly what we're going to say. And I think we have the exact same opinion.
We'll see. It'd be fun to see.
When that happens, it just becomes a deluge of fat clothes.
Oh, come on. Let me tell you right now, listener, we always see eye to eye. There's never any disagreements in our work life or our home life. Nah, peachy.
Yeah, if you're from the generation we are, and you've ever watched Little House on the Prairie and Laura Ingalls and that whole thing,
just like
that's
that.
Our life.
That's totally our life.
A little bit of humor on the side, everybody's prosperous.
Exactly.
A little bit of a struggle, but yeah. It's healthy.
Whatever you say goes. I'm home baking and waiting for you.
Can you imagine?
In my long apron. With my hat on.
And I'm out chopping wood outside. I'm not at work anywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm close enough to settle any disputes that go on with the kids.
Yeah, we can come running out to you in the field. Yeah,
our oldest kid's...
somebody trips.
The oldest kid's a school teacher.
Yeah.
She teaches all the kids around. Everybody's happy.
There we go. It's beautiful. That is our life.
And the weather's perfect every day.
Oh, yes, that's true. Okay.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Jeff wrote, tried an experiment this month. I sent about 400 offers with no phone number. Instead...
He means that he didn't include a phone number on his offer.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I thought you... That's how I took it.
I didn't understand it when the first time I read it.
I took that like that.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Trying to see if the email are right or whatever back. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. That's how I took it. So Jeff said, I sent about 400 offers with no phone number. Instead, I offered the seller of choice of accepting their offer on my website, sending me an email, or mailing me back a signed purchase agreement. The experiment is still in progress, and about 230 of my offers haven't reached the sellers yet, but out of the other 170, so far, I've had two people visit my website portal, but not accept the offer. I've had one email and no letters. Has anyone else tried something like this with no phone number provided? What was your experience? It's like trying to direct them where they want to go. I'm not sure how well that would go. So let me see what one person has commented here. Lori wrote, Jeff, what drove you to try this? I'm curious. I've probably had the same thoughts. I despise wasting time on the phone, but if I hadn't made myself available to talk, I would have missed out on being able to buy five properties worth over $100,000 because the little old lady who owned them, one, didn't think I would possibly want four of them and mentioned that in passing, and two, she doesn't have email, and a contact us form is beyond her. Many of the sellers I work with are old enough that they didn't grow up with a computer at home, and they're not that hot on leaving a voicemail either. I want to accommodate this demographic, and they will be less convenient to do business with, period. Streamlining the process will exclude some potentially motivated sellers. I'm on the same page with Lori, because I've had people that they can't even, they don't have email, they don't have a computer, and so all of our communication has been on the phone, and I was one person, I remember, too, we had to wait for her grandson to come over after school because I need a copy of the vesting deed, and he had that fancy camera thing on his phone. So we had to wait for him to get home over, take the picture, and send it to me. It was the funniest thing, but that's true.
Keep going.
No, that's so I completely agree.
You're absolutely right. Lori nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
Yeah.
I have a few things to say here. Men, for whatever reason, and I absolutely include myself in this, love efficiency. I don't know why we're hardwired that way, but we just are. And Jeff's proposal here is making what I would call a single point of failure, which men love. Men love to create a single point of failure just naturally. I don't know why. Why would you exclude? What's the point to this?
Right.
What's the point to not including a phone number, driving some traffic to a website? I can tell you, I don't know Jeff at all. I don't know. He's a member or not a member. I'm not sure. This is actually on Land Investors. But I can tell you how old he is or how old he's not. There are people that have never seen a computer. Many, many of our customers have owned properties for 60 years that they inherited from their parents or their grandparents and don't want anything to do with computers or phones, like smartphones.
They have a landline. That's a funny thing, too. I've talked to sellers where, you know, I'm asking them, they're calling me back and they're saying, hi, I got your letter, I want to sell. They can't even find the letter. You know, whatever it was, they wrote the phone number down. It's something kind of funny. And you hear them lay the phone down, walk their little feet into the other room, dig, get a file, walk their feet back. Like, maybe I'm asking about the taxes or something like that. And it's just the sweetest thing. Yeah, I understand. I do understand where Jeff is trying to go. He's thinking everybody's like him. We could text this whole thing and be done with it. Or some easy solution like that and not have to spend money. And it all ties into, yeah, what Lori said, and we've all experienced, you're missing out on a lot of people. That's one of the reasons, too, that we're really strong advocates of having a phone answering service like Pat Live. Like, all of our members get 20% off of Pat Live. We get nothing, and they get the whole discount, by the way. Because I want you to use it. It makes sense. Even if you have a great Google Voice or your own voicemail set up, a lot of people are afraid of leaving voicemails. They may not even know how to do it. They may not get it. The punch here, push this, they just don't like it. So you're missing out on all those people. I always want you to have somebody answer the phone, even if it's not you.
People ask me often, you know, what does it take to get in? It all starts with this. What does it take to get into the advanced group? I want to get in the advanced group. And so I start with, my answer is, well, you got to send out a lot of mail. You have to be real active in our communities, verbally and everything else. But it all ultimately leads to me saying something like this. But I will tell you, every advanced member that we have fits this kind of profile. And it starts with being in love with the phone and being in love with presenting themselves, whether they then present themselves online or they present them, they're just on the phone all day. I use this emotion, you know, up and down to my ear. I'm not one of these people, and I understand where Jeff's going here. This is why I chose this. I'm not a phone person. Mm-hmm. I'm a data person, but I used to be, and I used to not like it until I met Jill. Then I didn't have to do it. And what did I give up for that? 50% of everything? Gladly. That's how much I don't want to talk on the phone all day.
You gave up? You don't see the benefit? Wait a minute.
To that
what did
point.
You gain?
Well, I believe that, you know, this is a conversation I had with myself when I, you know, this is what?
You 10, shared 10, 50%
10 years ago.
To
I
give
said,
200% more.
Well, that's what happened.
Okay.
What ended up happening, I was just going to say that. I looked at it like giving up half, and really what ended up happening is our revenue quadrupled in, like, you know, inside of 2 months, I think.
Thank you.
So you have to be on the phone in this group. If this is one of those moments in the episode where if you're half listening, or please hear this. You have to be a phone person or have a phone person partner.
Yep.
To be in this. That's what this all is, sales. On the buy side and on the sell side. You can get away with it a little bit by having Pat Live and somebody answering the phone. But in the end, if you think you're going to do a real estate deal without talking to anybody, it's just not going to happen.
They're going to have questions, too. I mean, that's the whole
they
point of this.
They want to have a feeling.
If you're not into this, Jeff, the best thing I could say is, get a partner who is, and they will help you. Because you need to talk to them. They need to hear what's going on with the transaction. There's so many questions they need to hear from you about. Here's what's going to happen. The notary's going to come out on this day, and I'll have a document ready. And, you know, how do you want the check made out? It doesn't have to be a lot of phone calls. You know, you could do it in 3 phone calls. But you need to have that connection with them.
And I would even take it a step further. You know, by the time Jill is done with a buyer or a seller, we do pretty big deals now, so it's not just a small piece of land somewhere. They're dazzled.
Thanks.
They can't wait to talk to her. And they're afraid. They want to impress her. She takes it to a whole different level. I can't imagine doing real estate deals without you. Like,
thanks.
Just me, if I did it, I mean, the first thing I would do is I would try to find somebody else to do this with that could slightly 1% replace that phone piece.
Thanks. I'm going to add to this too. Building that rapport with them and having that relationship will save so many deals. I have had people go dark from title companies. I'm doing a deal, it's going to a title company. I'm like, what's going on? They're like, I can't get in touch with the person. I'm like, hold on a moment, I'll call them. And I call them up and she'll say, oh, Jill, I'm so happy to hear from you. Susie said she needs this form. I don't know what they are. I don't understand. I'm like, okay, hold on a moment. Don't worry. I will help you. I'll walk you through it. here's what you need to do. And I save the deal because they trust me and we have that relationship. And there's times too, they might be getting cold feet about selling or whatever it is. If you have that relationship, they'll call you and go, you know, Jill, I thought we agreed this and then the taxes are going to be this and now I'm finding it's that. I'm like, you know what? Let's fix this together. Absolutely. Whatever you need, we're going to make it happen. And all this stuff is because I'm on the phone.
That's right.
It all ties together. So yeah, I hate to think, not even on that initial contact, but down the road, what you give up by not talking to these people.
Today's topic, why offers2owners.com is hitting records. This is the meat of the show. What do you think, Joel?
Well, my number one reason is I'll show you. Duh, it's January.
That's totally different than what I was about to say and will say.
That is my number one. Duh, January. Come on, we're on a diet. We are kicking this. We are in. Now,
are you on a diet?
I am on a diet, as a matter of fact. Are you on a diet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know this.
I am on a diet. I've been on the elliptical Monday through Friday. I'm on the elliptical now. So I'm doing all kinds of things. It's January. It's 2020. This is even a bigger one for us. It's 2020.
Jill and I got invited to speak in Dallas. I don't if you've ever heard of the Radio Guys. It's a long-standing radio show. I've been around forever, for probably 20 or 30 years. I think they're obviously online now, but they used to be out of Texas, but they're on Sirius Radio. And so it's a huge honor. So the first thing I think of in my head is I'm too big to go on the show.
It's not what I think. That's funny. So I think so, but January, we're all excited about it, you know, and I'm glad. It's really good. What you got to do with this, by the way, this is not what the show is about, but do whatever you have to do to keep this momentum. But I think O2O is hitting record numbers because, number one, it's January. Number two, we are making it easier right now and faster to process orders. We have made some changes we did in November on the front end of the website for everybody who sees it. And then on the back end, when you're submitting your offers and getting them approved and things like that, we are making changes there. We are now been starting to text people to let them know, because not everybody reads their email when they're out, but you'll get a text like, hey, can you quick approve this order? We'll get it in the mail today. We're starting to do things like that. So just better processes. And the third thing I think why O2O is so going bananas right now is word's getting out. I know that people are really, you know, come on, we've been doing this for 5 years now. People are starting to sit up and pay attention to, oh, wow, they're not going away.
Well, we've been doing Land Academy and all of our House Academy for two
five
years.
Years. 5 years. Yeah, we've been doing this since before me in the 90s. But this whole
sending blind offers since the early 90s.
Right. So that's been there. But our whole community, we've had 5 years of successful Land Academy members that people, now you're going to say, oh, I guess this does work. Yeah, I think. So I think word's getting out, too. That's great. So I don't care. I'm going to say right now, too, you don't have to be a Land Academy member to use offers2owners. There are other people out there successfully getting wanting to send direct mail and send offers to people. You don't have to be a member. Please use offers2owners. We can help save you a ton of money and time.
Offers2owners is hitting records now because it works. Sending blind offers2owners works. 80% of the people who submit an order on any given day it's their repeat customers. Because they've sent offers out in the past, purchased real estate, and then they look at their numbers and they say, well, I sent out 1,000, I bought a property. If I send out 2,000, I buy two properties. If I send out 10,000, I'll buy 10. These are numbers that are round numbers. Some are better, some are not as good. So it works. And Jill and I have spent the better part of 2015 and 2016 fielding this question. Does what you guys work, or is this a bunch of BS? We don't get that question anymore at all. So I decided to title this show because it works. Well, the questions we get now are, how do you do it? What's the most efficient way to do it? Like the question today, you know, do I have to answer the phone? Yes. So in a word or in a phrase, this really, really, really works. And what Jill said, we're making it easier. There is no other that I know of bulk mill printing company out there that specializes in exactly one thing, which is what we specialize in, which, and we kick out one product, either a two-page letter or a one-page letter. So that makes it real cheap because we're not printing catalogs for a department store. And because exactly what Jill said, to reiterate, and I'll leave it on this, the people that are taking your orders have done meal merges themselves, and they understand that it can be intimidating the first time you do it. And we've set
we'll set up
a whole company to and a whole product to take that fear away, so that we'll hold your hand the first couple of times if you need it, and then you can do it yourself and make it a lot cheaper for yourself. So I think it's a, I love it. I love O2O. I'm actually like at the head of O2O. Jill's at the head of a lot of other these companies like Land Academy and stuff. But I choose to, I love going into O2O and watching it happen and watch people submit orders. And I hear the people on the phone with O2O customers, this is my favorite O2O moment. When they call back and they say, I want to do another order. This time I want to try to do it myself, the mail merge myself, because we just bought two properties and this thing really works and I really want to get good at it. That's my like aha moment with O2O. Cool. I love this little company. I really do.
I know. I'm glad. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, don't fret, you can find us on the House Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy Show is called House Academy Member Bay and Her House Acquisition Ordeal. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Bay's a longtime House Land Academy member. She's buying some houses and she's doing really well. And she's, in my opinion, utilizing the community. This is a person who's been with us since the first couple of weeks, I think.
Long time.
She's really utilizing the community to get her from a super comfortable, super profitable, exceptional land investor to a house investor. Mm-hmm. And you know what I love about Bay is she's not afraid to ask any questions and get people involved. It's great.
Exactly. Thanks. The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.